This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Today, we will be broadcasting news coverage of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, produced by KNBA.
Reporting from the 2019 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Trip Krause. Delegates from rural Alaska addressed issues on public safety during a pair of panels that featured the State Department of Public Safety, Alaska State Troopers, and other officials. Neustoyahawk Elder Wally Gus summed up the convention's themes from a delegate floor during a public safety panel.
It's we who are responsible, and we're looking at this the wrong way. You know, we want others to do for us when we can do it for ourselves. Good government becomes... Good government comes from our people, from our hearts. Alaska Driven comes from our people, from our heart.
A number of draft convention resolutions seek to address issues affecting Alaska's public safety. State and federal officials pledge to support rural Alaska in combating some of these public safety issues. U.S. Attorney General William Barr announced that the Justice Department has awarded $42 million in grants to help rural Alaska cope with the high rates of crime and violence.
And these funds will support a wide variety of programs aimed at improving law enforcement, public safety, infrastructure, and services for victims of crime.
During an address interrupted by protesters, Governor Mike Dunleavy promised to increase the number of troopers statewide, with a focus on rural Alaska, as well as support VPSO programs.
We will have funding available in the budget to fund every vacant position that an employer needs to fill in this program, and we will continue to work with stakeholder groups to continually improve our public safety outcomes in rural Alaska.
Alaska's longest-serving state senator received a top award at the convention. KYUK's Christy Schellenberger talked with Senator Lyman Hoffman from Bethel about his Citizen of the Year award and future plans.
Bethel had a big day at the first day of the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention. The 2019 Iditarod champion, Pete Kaiser, had just delivered his keynote speech.
Let's bring our best team to the starting line and race towards a bright future for our great state. Thank you.
And then another Bethel icon stepped up on stage to receive AFN's Citizen of the Year award. Senator Lyman Hoffman.
My definition of a good citizen is someone that sees something and wants to make it better.
Hoffman has served for more than three decades and is hitting his 33rd year. He's the longest-serving state lawmaker and chairs the Senate Finance Committee. One of a handful of Alaska Native lawmakers serving, Hoffman is considered a powerful advocate for rural Alaska. Hoffman pointed out other Alaska Native senators who have mentored him, like John Sackett and Frank Ferguson.
And I've learned a lot from them. The most important is to keep your word when you give your word.
And Hoffman says he's not just the senator for Southwest Alaska. Many rural Alaska Native communities view him as their senator. He was gifted the Athabascan Chief Necklace, the highest honor for a leader within the interior. Hoffman urges aspiring politicians to start at the local level. He spent 7 years as Bethel city manager before jumping into state politics. That experience came in handy as he served on the Senate Finance Committee for years and battled Governor Mike Dunleavy over the budget this past year. And he took a moment to congratulate Pete Kaiser, whose wife is Hoffman's niece.
I believe, and I've heard it from other people, that he is going to be the best representative as a champion of the Iditarod that the state has ever seen.
Did you cry a little?
No, not that sentimental.
Hoffman is getting ready for another session in Juneau. He has 3 years left in his term, and Hoffman says he might not hang up his hat just yet. Reporting from the AFN annual convention in Fairbanks, I'm Christy Schellenberger.
Thanks to Liz Ruskin, the Washington, D.C. correspondent with Alaska Public Media, and Christy Schellenberger from KYUK. In Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Trip Krause.
The AFN newscast produced by KNBA and Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation. Funding by Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Rasmussen Foundation, ConocoPhillips, The Siri Foundation, ExxonMobil Alaska, South Central Foundation, Manilik Association, Chelista Corporation, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Cook Inlet Lending Center, and Foundation Health Partners. This is a production of KNBA, Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, and Native Voice One, the Native American radio service.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News.